We're human. Everything is negotiable. Everything is subjective. Everything is relative. There is no one true reality. If there is, we'll never agree on it. We might be able to see it, but we'll never be able to agree on it. I think I better remember that. There is one true reality. But as humans, we may never, on an individual basis, as humans, on an individual and group basis, we may never be able to see it. And we definitely will never be able to totally agree on it, on what that reality is. It's just impossible. Too many different consciousnesses, too many different understandings, too many different people experiences, teachings, learnings. Two people can look at the exact same thing and come up with four different concepts or four different ideas of what they just saw. And truly believe them. One person can actually see the same thing and come up with two different realities from it. That's how vast I think our subjectivity is and our consciousness is. That's how vast. And no one reality is more valid than any other one. Theoretically. Because if through the scientific method and experimentation, we can conclude that this plus this equals that, and it can be repeated, it can be demonstrated, it's hard to argue against the scientific method. And right now, even I am questioning the scientific method, but I'm just doing it for anecdotal purposes. Because I do believe in the scientific method as a basis for our understanding. Now, whether I believe the conclusions we come for that are absolute, I do not, because even science doesn't believe that. The whole idea of the scientific method is for you to put something out there that's falsifiable, and for everybody else to try to disprove it. That's the criteria at which our facts and our ideas become facts. The criteria for which our ideas become facts. We got to have something. We got to have something to start with. Is it perfect? Who knows? But you got to start somewhere. And that's where we start. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I love being. That's just it. I love being. I think I might post that. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I love being. I do. Do I love being? Is there a different way I could put that? It probably is, but that's the sound bite. To where I just want to convey that there are moments where just being is all but euphoric. Because I have space and room and the time to really contemplate some of the more deeper aspects of our existence and life. Meaning, I'm not, you know, totally worried about job and what I'm gonna eat next, and paying the rent. All that's kind of smoothed out right now. So I have the freedom of thought to allow my mind just to kind of drift to many different places. I'm not worried about this. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about who or how or this. Got a lot of free time on my mind, you could say. And in this time, this free time that I have, I can simply say I love being. And as I said before, a big part of it, it must be said, has to do with the fact that I've accomplished major things. You know, I'm just not waking up, or this isn't coming from any arbitrary place in my standing in life. This is coming from possibly being the top rung of Maslow's hierarchy. Fully, what's it called? Self-actualized, self-fulfilled, or whatever, the top one. You know, where all my physical and mental sheltered needs are met, accomplishment, this or that. And once you get there, settled, it's beyond content. It's just not, content is one thing. Content almost sounds like being bored to me. Content sounds boring. I want to be more than just content. Content sounds like something people settle for. At least from my position in life. I don't want to be content. I want to have not anxiety, but enthusiasm to go a certain direction, enthusiasm to feel I need to get someplace, an eagerness to go, an eagerness to be, an eagerness to create. And content sounds like all that's taken away, or all that's not there. Like, I'm content. No, I'm not content. There's things I need to do, basically. Put it that way. I'm not content. There's things I'm not finished. But in a general sense, in conversation, in passing conversation, yeah, I could probably get away with saying I'm content. Just, you know, for the short answer. To say life is good, for me, it's become redundant. I need to find a better way. I'm always looking for deeper and more detailed ways of putting it, drilling down into that whole idea. As to why and what it is. Why it is. And I enjoy that. I always have. I enjoy that and I always have, and I like documenting it.